think we're safe to say that the Spirit of God also ministers to us. I'm thinking of this expression that kind of come up with the location where Paul is in prison and he says, through your prayers and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, I shall be granted unto you. It's wonderful. The supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. My God shall supply all your needs. And I believe that it's the Spirit of God that is indicated there.
I think we should also mention that an unbeliever, and I trust there's no one here who does not have faith in the Lord, but we don't know everybody. The Lord knows each heart here. When you put your trust in the Lord, you have something to counteract that natural or the old person in you who is able to respond to sin. We all can respond to sin because that old man never leaves us. But there's nothing to counteract it in a person who does not have faith in the Lord. There's nothing to counteract it. So a sinner continues to sin. It's as natural to him as taking a breath. But when the Lord comes in and we trust in him and we know him as our Savior and he indwells us in his Spirit, then we know that we have something to counteract the sin that is all around us. Otherwise, as we have said often today, we cannot overcome this sin that we see. We cannot overcome it in our own strength. But we have the Lord Jesus, and he does overcome our own weaknesses and failures if we let him and if our dependence is upon him and not on ourselves. Sometimes when we're younger, we try to depend too much on ourselves, you know, try to do everything ourselves. Well, we have the Lord, and if we have faith in him, he will never forsake us, as we know. He will be always with us, and he indwells us, and he will counteract the sin that is all around us. He will help us to overcome the temptation to fail to sin. And that's important. We don't want to live a sinful life as a believer. No believer wants to do that. But the enemy is strong, and the temptations are great. Whether you're young or old, temptations don't go away. They're different, maybe, but they don't go away. Every person is tempted at any age.
In verse 2, John, you asked the question, so I'll ask you. The question is that the law of the Spirit of life, is it the Holy Spirit, or have you got a different thought?
I just would like to, for the study to flow.
Yeah.
I don't want to be entangled, but I would say this. I always felt there are verses in the Scripture that speaks of the Spirit of the Lord himself. Yeah. In that regard, I always feel, from the Scripture, of course, that when it comes to liberty and freedom, it wasn't essentially the work of the Spirit of God. It is always connected with the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll give some examples about that. If the Son shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. When you go to 2 Corinthians chapter 3, the Lord is the Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I really believe, since he is the source of life, if you might call it that way, I don't want to connect so many verses together, but just briefly, if he is eternal life himself, he is the one who gives the life, and he is the one who gives the liberty, because after all, in Luke chapter 4, as he quotes the scriptures, he comes to set the captive free. So the work of liberty and the work of freedom, it seems to me from the scripture, it is something that is attached to the person of the Lord Jesus. And here in that term, you would see the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say that the Holy Spirit, but it says the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set me free. But I have to say, I'm not going to take away from what the brother said. I'm just sharing with the brethren what I feel from the scripture as far as liberty and the Spirit of life. It seems to me that the Holy Spirit comes into the picture from verse 4. But I can accept what you have said.
And you could connect that with John chapter 20, when the Lord Jesus, after it's a resurrection power now. He breathes unto them, and he said, receive ye Holy Spirit. It wasn't the Holy Spirit that we're going to receive there, but it is the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus that set them free. It is that breathing that into them. It wasn't actually the Spirit of God, but they are very closely connected. If you look in verse 22, because we want to understand exactly what's happening here. In verse of chapter 7, I think verse 22, we have few laws mentioned there. The law of God in verse 22, and then you have law in my member, and then you have the law of my mind, and then you have the law of sin, which is in my member. And then you come to chapter 8, and you have the law of the Spirit of life, which is in Christ Jesus. Now, just very briefly, the law of God is the Ten Commandments. It's what God has given. The law of my mind, that is the law of that new nature that I have received when I accepted the Lord Jesus, because there is war against it from the law of my the law of sin, which is in my member, which is the old thing that I have received. Now, these are facts. The law of sin that is in my member, it's a fact. It's like the law of gravity. Now, you want to fly. You want to fly, and you try very hard. And if I throw this paper up there, what's going to happen? It's going to fall down. Why? Because there is a law called the law of gravity. Every time you try to do something in that law, that there is a law in me, that's the law that is in the law of sin in my members, that's going to pull me out. You could try as hard as you can. Now, I'm sure almost everybody in this room probably had fly an airplane. Now, if you sat next to the window and you sit in those big things, you know, some of them now they are making new ones that could have 800 people in them. And now they have one that holds 400 people. Okay, so if you fly across the Atlantic Ocean, you sit in one of them and you just wonder, I mean, how could these big, humongous things fly when there is a law called the law of gravity? The secret is this, it's verse 2. The law of life is the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law of gravity is there. Sin, that law of sin in your member, is not going away when you get saved or when you accept the facts of Romans 7. It's still there. And every time you throw that piece of paper, it's going to come down. But what God gives you is those jet engines.
Another law.
What's that?
Another law.
The law of aerodynamics. That's what exactly. It is a law that overcomes the law of gravity. The law of gravity is still there. As I said, you put yourself under the law. If the pilot shut those engines down, what's going to happen to the plane? It's going to come down. The law of gravity is still there. But how he takes off? He gives power to those engines. And those engines are able to overcome. And that's how the believer is flying. It is that law of life, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, that sets me free from the law of gravity. Mm-hmm. So you put those engines on and we push that handle in there and that thing takes off and flies. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened to a believer. When you put those engines on, the spirit, when you walk in the Spirit, you have mentioned all of these verses in there, that's how you're going to fly. You take those things off, it's going to come down again. And it's very, really simple. Christianity is very simple. We complicate things. The Word of God is so easy and it's so simple. Nothing really complicated or upside down or anything at all. Here it is. Let the Spirit of God take charge. You're going to fly. You're going to overcome the power of the law of gravity. You don't let Him take charge. It's going to come down. It's just the way it is.
You sound like good
I was thinking of the same thought, the law of gravity, because these are all unchangeable laws that we have been looking at. We said earlier that the law of Moses will not change. Not one, heaven and earth shall pass away, not one word shall pass. They're unchangeable. So when the believer comes to realize that the law of sin in me is unchangeable, you know, if I talk to you about the law of gravity, you're not going to try to fly on without a plane. You're just not going to make that effort. So if I realize that the law of sin is unchangeable, I will cease from trying to go opposite. There's only one opposite to these laws, and this is what we find in verse 2. The contradiction between the law of sin and death is the law of life in the Spirit. And what a wonderful thing that follows, that there is no condemnation, because everything we have is based on that law, you know, of this in the Spirit in Christ Jesus. Not in Jesus Christ, but in Christ Jesus. This is, again, brought what you said, that we're planted in heaven. So here we have it, that there's that's what contradicts the power of the law of sin and death, and that is life in Christ Jesus.